Welcome back to the Relax My Dog podcast. My name is Claire.
And my name's Leah.
And we're from Relax My Dog, where we talk about all things dog. Now, this one we're going to do this week, we're going to be doing sort of a breeds facts one. Like, well, no, we said that we like doing the facts about certain breeds, but we're actually going to be talking about some of the rarest dog breeds. And thankfully for you guys, there will be a blog that accompanies this with pictures of all of these dogs. But I thought it'd be interesting if we looked at some of the most rarest dog breeds. Now, I can't, off the top of my head, name a rare dog breed. What about you, Leah? Like,
No, I'm the same. I feel like if they're rare, I've probably never heard of them before.
yeah, I'm thinking maybe something like a Bedlington Terrier might be on there, I think. But then we talked about Bedlington Terriers on our strangest looking dog breeds, but we'll see, shall we? Okay, so first on our list is the Tibetan Mastiff. Now, the Tibetan Mastiff is huge in size and noble in bearing. Known for a solemn but kind expression and an impressive double coat, its aloof, watchful, and independent nature makes the Tibetan Mastiff an excellent guardian breed, but reluctant participant in organized activities like obedience. Now, they're absolutely gorgeous. Like, I don't know if you can see that picture.
Yeah, they're so fluffy that they look, like you say, they do look like a massive dog.
They do. They look like, I don't know, they look really cuddly though, don't they?
Yeah, you can imagine sitting on like a two-seater sofa and having no room for you to sit anywhere, but trying to get cozy with this sort of dog breed. Yeah,
Maybe you could use the dog as a sofa.
true, true. Now the next one is the Swedish Valhund, would you say, maybe? Valhund. Yeah, so the Swedish Valhund are athletic dogs, excelling in obedience, agility, tracking, herding, and fly ball. So lots of things that they're sort of they're able to. I've never seen this dog before. And it kind of looks like a shortened, I don't know. It doesn't look right. It looks like a normal sized dog's body on these tiny, tiny legs.
Looks like a short legged German Shepherd.
Yeah, kind of similar colorings like the tan and the browns, but as well as all of those other things, they are traditionally known for being a farm dog used for herding. Now, the small, powerful, fearless breed comes in a variety of colors and with a variety of tail lengths, from a bobtail, which obviously means them having no tail, to a full curl tail. Now, I'd love to see the sort of variants of this dog breed because I feel like they do look pretty funky, don't they, with them being quite short, but can you imagine them with this
Curly
curly.
like, yeah. They look like they have some attitude, I'm gonna say.
Yeah, definitely do. But because they're so well and so athletic, they probably think they're better than a lot of other dogs.
Yeah, probably. Now we're saying like look like the looks of these dogs. Obviously, Lee and I are looking at pictures of these dogs, but like I said before, there will be a blog that accompanies this podcast with all pictures of the dogs, so you guys can go check them out. Especially this one, like it's really very interesting. I'm very intrigued by the look of the Swedish Valhund. Oh, look, Bedlington Terrier. I thought a Bedlington Terrier might be on here. I have a real soft spot for them. I don't know why. I just love how fluffy they are. They look like little clouds. I think
I
they're
know.
so.
I think when we've spoke about these before, there's somebody that lives near me that has two of them, and whenever I see them, I do think they look almost like sheep-like because of the
They
fur.
do. Yeah,
It
they
is a
really
bit
do.
bizarre.
So the Bedlington Terrier, known for its curly and pale coloured wool coat, it bears some similarity to a lamb, like we just said.
Yeah.
But this breed is much more athletic than it appears, traditionally used for racing and to catch vermin. Its graceful build aids in speed and endurance. Now, the thing that intrigues me the most about this dog, or maybe two things that intrigue me most about this dog, is the sort of fur on their face, which obviously is quite abundant, but also their tail is just so thin.
Yeah, there's no fur really on the tail, is there? It looks like almost like the fur that it's on the face needs to be put on the tail.
Exactly, like it's so fluffy and like woolly looking, but then it's got this really, really tiny thin tail that's actually got like no fur on it whatsoever. It's such an obscure looking dog, but a very, very cute, like fluffy little thing.
Wonder if the vision's sort of impaired a little bit, because the fur sort of on the nose and up between the eyes. I wonder if like.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me to be fair.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to know. Now, the next one is the Finnish Spitz, which I have never heard of. Now, this agile and hardworking breed resembles a fox in many ways. First thing I think of is the colour, like the colour's kind of like gingery, reddish sort of colour. Now, the Finnish Spitz features erect ears, a dense coat, and a bushy tail, appearing in a range of colours from like a pale honey to a deep auburn. So it makes sense that it kind of has that fox look. Plus, the tail is rather bushy. So again, similar to a fox. Now, this breed is known for its intelligent expression and brisk movement. Now, it kind of looks similar to, what's that dog? It's not a husky, but it's fluffy and it has a curled tail. And they're normally in white, but I can't think of what the breed is.
I know
is,
what you mean, but I can't think of the name. Damn, that's so annoying.
Kind of looks similar to that, obviously just in a different colour, and it looks a little bit stockier than that sort of breed.
I do love the curly tail though. I do love a good curly tail, I have to say. Yeah. The next is the otter hound. Now, I do like otter hounds actually. There is someone near me that has an otter hound, and there's a place that I go to with my husband for a drink occasionally, and it's a dog friendly place, and he goes in there quite often, and well, he's huge, but he's also very, very sweet. But as the name implies, the massive otter hound is very capable in the water. This scent hound has webbed feet and a rough double coat, which makes it also a great hunter on land. Otter hounds excel as pets too, being inquisitive, boisterous, and amiable. This otter hound, I actually don't know what he's called, the one that goes to the bog, but he's huge and so, so sweet, and like really, really really friendly, like a bit cheeky.
Need to find out what it's called, because I feel like dogs' names always gives them a bit of personality.
I work at this bar on very like very very not even part time. I think I do like 10 hours a week just for a little bit of extra money. And there is a golden retriever. He's huge. I think it's no, he's not a golden retriever. Sorry, it's a golden lab. He's absolutely massive. And he's about 2 years old, and he's called Dave. And I just love him so much.
I love that so much.
I'll show you. I took a picture of him because he just sits at, because when I'm working on the bar, he just sits at the end of the bar. Like he's like my guard dog or something. And I love that he's called Dave. It's so funny.
Oh, that is really cute. Now, the next one is the Norwegian Lundehund, maybe. I'm not really too sure.
Lundehund.
Now, with six toes on each foot, prick ears that it can control at will, and obviously the ability to tip its head backwards to touch the backbone. What is going on there? Now, the Norwegian Lundehund is unlike any other breed. Its unique build helped it excel at puffin hunting, but also makes it easy to live with pet as well, because they normally are quite chilled. But the fact that they can...
That's weird.
Backwards. Imagine just being sat there and shouting your dog's name, and he's looking the opposite way, and all of a sudden his head comes all the way back to look at you like that. That would freak me out. It's like owls, you know, when they turn their heads completely, like things like that completely freak me out. Like, it's like they've got eyes in the back of the head, which I don't like the thought of.
No, maybe in the future I'm going to stay away from the Norwegian Lundehund.
Yeah. Even walking down the street, I will not make it aware that I'm there.
Oh no, gosh, what a strange dog. I mean, it looks sort of normal-ish.
it does.
Okay, the next one is the Chinook. Now, these are a beautiful looking dog. Like, their coat just looks so long and lush, and they've got such a friendly little face, haven't they?
Yeah.
The name Chinook means warm winter winds in Inuit, and its double coat keeps it comfortable in the cold. The Chinook originates in New Hampshire as a drafting and sled dog racing breed, combining the power of a freighting dog and speed of a lighter racing sled dog. So I'm assuming they're sort of Canada-based, like New Hampshire. Is that Canada? I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Really, really lovely dog. Like, really sweet looking.
I love the ears. Like, their ears are like quite floppy, aren't they? Which I think is quite uncommon for a bigger dog breed like that, which I love.
Yeah. Oh, it just looks lovely.
Looks really friendly. And the next one is the Catahoula leopard dog, maybe. And this dog looks gorgeous. As you can imagine with the name leopard dog, it kind of looks like it's got little spots sort of all over its coat, which is gorgeous. And this particular picture that we've got, it's got bright blue eyes as well, so it looks absolutely up. Now, the often multicoloured or spotted Catahoula leopard dog is believed to actually be the first dog bred in the United States. It was named after Catahoula Parish in Louisiana, and was traditionally used to hunt wild boar. Looking at that dog, I would never say that was a hunting dog. I would just
say
it was quite a chilled, relaxed, maybe quite excitable, but never, I'd never put that in the hunting category. So that is really cool.
No, I wouldn't, but yeah, you're right. It's absolutely gorgeous dog. Like, that coat is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay, the next is the Peruvian Inca orchid. Now, I think we've spoken briefly about the Peruvian Inca orchid when we talked about some of the strangest looking dog breeds, and yeah, it definitely belongs on that list.
Yeah.
A strange looking dog. I mean, it's very cute in its own way. It's a very, very odd looking dog. The Peruvian Inca orchid has been around since before AD 750, and today it remains an uncommon but treasured pet. The agile, smart and swift breed is good at hunting and low coursing as well, but its most notable quality is that it's sometimes hairless, with skin that appears in a variety of colours. So yeah, it's a hairless, mostly hairless dog. It kind of looks like a bit like it's like a hairless greyhound a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we say hairless, but it looks like it has a little bit of something going on sort of on its forehead, but
yeah, like a little, like a weird little mohawk thing going on.
Yeah, but I bet they are such a gorgeous dog though. I wonder how big they are, because I can't really tell from that picture. But
I don't think they're very big. I think they might be sort of I'm trying to think what they like corgi size, I think they are, something like that, like medium to small. Don't quote me on that, I might be wrong, but I think they're sort of a medium to small dog.
Yeah. Oh, bless them,
they're so sweet.
Now, the next one is the Thai Ridgeback, and I think we have spoke about this one before. The name definitely rings a bell. Now, the Thai Ridgeback was previously unknown outside of its country of origin, but is now gaining popularity elsewhere. But what makes it the most unique? So a ridge of hair growing in the opposite direction of its coat, running along its back. So kind of like a mohawk a little bit, but along sort of the back of the dog, which is just really, really bizarre. The fact that it's growing the opposite way as well, it kind of is like a bit of a strange hairstyle that this dog has. And only two other breeds have this same feature as well. So that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Ridgeback really does lend itself to the way that these dogs look. They do have the ridge of fur on the back, on their backs. And I actually did know years ago, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, I did know someone that had a Rhodesian Ridgeback, and she had the same thing. It looks very, very cool.
Yeah, kind of like rockish, like a rock.
Yeah.
Imagine with like a studded collar and stuff like that. And just looking really cool.
Yeah, no, that is a really, really beautiful looking dog. Like, and yeah, so the name rings a bell, but like, I don't think I've ever seen one in real life. Like, that's a beautiful dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one is, I'm going to call it an Azawakh, and that doesn't sound like a real thing. That sounds like something from my Alice in Wonderland. An Azawakh is an absolutely stunningly beautiful dog. West African sighthound makes a fiercely protective companion and guardian, and an extremely intelligent law courser. The breed is elegantly built and features a short coat in a wide variety of colours and markings. But you can totally see this is some sort of desert dog because of the colouring. Yeah. Coming in a wide variety of colours, but it's got really, really long legs, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like such, like I say, an elegant dog breed. Like it would never do any harm. It just always looks quite prestige. Like it is, it's a beautiful dog.
Yeah, it's really stunning.
Oh, bless.
And look at a little cute little face as well.
Yeah. And the next one, I think is Italian. So the Legato Romagnolo, maybe? Romagnolo, which is quite a funny, a fun word to say. Now, hailing from the Romagna subregion of Italy, the Legato Romagnolo was named as a leg dog and traditionally used as a gun dog. Its most interesting occupation, though, is truffle hunting,
Oh,
which,
wow.
yeah, it kind of looks like a poodle. It looks quite fluffy and curly, and
Got some very impressive hair on the top of his head. Sounds like he's got a little
well,
afro.
really, the beard as well. It's got a very impressive beard too. Really, really cool. The one that we're looking at is like brown with a bit of like gingery and then a lot of white specks. But I wonder if they come in loads of different colours as well. That'd be quite interesting.
It really does look, it looks a bit like a cross between a poodle and some sort of schnauzer, like with the beard at the front. It's very interesting looking dog. But truffle hunting is, I didn't know they use dogs for that. I thought they just used pigs for that, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, the next is the Moody, which, wowzers, look at that. That is like a sheep, sort of. Wow, that's very interesting. It's strange that these dogs actually exist, but I suppose that they are on the list of the rarest dog breeds. So the Hungarian herding dog, this Hungarian herding dog is as active as it is versatile. It makes a talented hunter, a rodent exterminator, herding dog, and flock guardian. But as a pet, the Moody is happiest when giving long walks or jogs and a large area in which to free run. It does look quite athletic, I have to say.
100%. It kind of looks a bit like a collie, like just with the face and the
Face
sort of, yeah, and the body sort of shape kind of looks like, but obviously the fur is very, very different. And I guess it was a herding dog, maybe that's like the build. It's obviously a collie, traditionally a dog. Now the next one is, now I'm going to struggle with this as well, the Stabby Hoon, maybe Stabby Hoon.
Yeah, that's how I'd say stubby hoon.
Now the Stabby Hoon comes from, now is it Friesland, Friesland, one of those, a province in the Netherlands, and today there may be fewer than 4,000 in existence, which is crazy. Now the Stabby Hoons make excellent hunting and guard dogs, and they're also great at catching vermin like moles and rats. Again, this looks very similar. If I were to go past these sort of in the street, I don't know what I think the dog breed was, but I've never think it was like a rare dog breed in 4,000. I think it looks maybe the face shape, or there's not, it just looks like a standard dog, but it's got loads of fur, kind of similar to a collie again, but just a lot up with a lot of thicker fur, really.
Okay, the next is the Kalayan bear dog. Oh, look at the cute little face on that. That's just adorable. The Finnish Karelian bear dog is one of the top most common breeds in its home country. Originally used for hunting and as a watchdog, it has quick reflexes and a fearless nature and is still popular with big game hunters. So I suppose, though it's one of the most common in Finland isn't a very big country, so that probably why it's made the rarest dog breeds look list, sorry. But yeah, that kind of also looks a little collie-ish in its face, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It looks like such a happy dog. Like it constantly just has a smile on its face, which is really cute.
Yeah, very sweet.
And then the next one is the Carolina dog, also known as the American Dingo. The Carolina dog actually started out as a wild and free roaming dog. It was discovered in the cypress swamps of the southeastern United States around the 1970s and is now bred in captivity. But again, the curl on the tail of this dog as well, but it just looks like a standard dog breed to me, I think.
Yeah, I think it was some sort of cross breed with something. I wouldn't think it was like a breed in its own, but it's very lovely looking.
I'm mad that the fact that it was sort of wild and free around the 1970s, like, that's crazy. Would have just thought by that point, most dogs, obviously the strays and things like that, but you would have thought most dogs are now bred or no. Of the public, whereas this dog obviously is quite a new dog breed in that sense.
Yeah, very interesting. And finally, we have the New Guinea singing dog. Wow, that's the name. The New Guinea singing dog gets its name from its unique vocalization, but the once wild breed gets its reputation as an excellent companion from its intelligence and physical ability. So this is another sort of once wild breed, which it kind of looks like it could be like a dingo kind of dog or something, but I'm interested to know what it sounds like. I'll have to Google that.
Hello.
So those are some of the rarest dog breeds. And like I've said before, there will be a blog that actually accompanies this podcast, and have all the pictures of all the dogs that we've been discussing today, and maybe a couple more as well. But thanks for joining us. Do you have a favourite out of the list, Leah?
Favorite? Maybe the bear, whatever the bear one, the one that looked like it was smiling, sort of always. Really cute.
I think the Chinook's my fave, just because I like the way its fur looks all nice and soft and lovely and its floppy ears. So yeah, thanks for joining us this week, and Leah and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.